This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Hundreds of people have gathered in Tulsa, Oklahoma, for an interfaith service dedicating a prayer wall outside historic Vernon African Methodist Episcopal Church. Monday's event comes on the centennial of the start of one of the deadliest race massacres in the nation. Civil rights leaders, including the Reverend Jesse Jackson, joined multiple local faith leaders offering prayers and remarks outside the church. The building was largely destroyed in 1921 when a mob of white people descended on the prosperous black neighborhood, burning, killing, looting, and leveling a 35-square-block area. The Oklahoma Bureau of Vital Statistics officially recorded 36 deaths from the event, but a 2001 state commission re-examined the events and confirmed the actual death toll was between 75 and 300 people. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says it's not an isolated incident that over 200 children were found buried at a former Indigenous residential school. Trudeau's comments come as Indigenous leaders are calling for an examination of every former residential school site, institutions that held children taken from Native families across the nation. The remains of 215 children were confirmed this month at the Kamloops Indian Residential School in British Columbia. From the 19th century until the 1970s, more than 150,000 First Nations children were required to attend state-funded Christian schools as part of a program to assimilate them into Canadian society. Many were beaten and verbally abused, and up to 6,000 of them are believed to have died. More on this and all the stories we're covering is available at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.